Hello and welcome to Umyang Cast, where you can listen to great teacher Umyang's words of wisdom. I'm your host, Sherry, and today I'd like to introduce you to a poem by great teacher Umyang called Will You Vanish Forever or Live as an Immortal? Will you vanish forever or live as an immortal? The river that flows leisurely without a sound does not try to know where it is going. It just flows. It does not even have that mind. Thus, it does not have the thought that it is water. Only man has a self, has conflicts with others at every turn, with countless minds of regrets and bitterness. Man who lives in the shadow of the world has many troubles and so many minds of blame. He lives with resentment because the actual world does not fit the world he has made, and other people's minds are not like his. So many things have silently come and gone in the world, but they just lived and went, without trying to achieve or fulfill anything. This is the way of the world, and the law of nature. In the world, there are things in existence and non-existence, but the original master does not have form. Its appearance is everything in existence. So what is there to seek, and what is there to achieve? Living with universal order, as nature does, and like nature, living as the water flows, living without a sound, then leaving, living without regrets or bitterness, then leaving, is the way of the world and truth. Man has forsaken universal order, the providence of nature, and struggles to live for himself only. But he eventually dies, trapped within his own illusionary world. He who tries to achieve fails. Nature goes to the origin while living, following the providence of nature. Man lives with his own will. He is unable to go back to the origin and lives a life that vanishes. Only for himself, he builds a house of his mind, and living only for himself, thinking he will not die, he ends up dying forever. I wish people had wisdom. The habit of having has become man's only habit, and he lives trying only to have more. Everything in the world, the water, trees, wind, and clouds, follows nature and lives with the universal order of nature. They live with surrender because, unlike man, they do not have the mind of shadows. Their mind is the mind of the original form. This mind does not have suffering, envy, or jealousy, because it is without human minds, and it is free from the countless different forms of greed. It is a place of great freedom, the place of liberations. It is a mind that can live freely. The original master must allow one to be born in the land of the origin. Then he can live and become an immortal. Only man lives in his self-made mind and needs to erase his non-existent world. The attachments, regrets, suffering, and burden have become his possessions, and he lives thinking only what is his is right. But they are just his preconceptions and habits, and none of them exist. They do not exist in the world. Man dies loaded down by shadows of the world. Cast is all off and become the mind of the original foundation, because only when you are reborn in that land can you become an eternally living immortal. There is nothing of any use, nor is there anything to have. Everything one has, he possessed because of his feelings of inferiority. If one dies with nothing, by the land of the devil of time that flows silently. What use was it all? What meaning did it have? The meaning and purpose of living life is casting off the life of this world, the world of a dream, and eliminating even one's self, so that one may live forever. Some end up vanishing, and some become eternally living immortals. So, is this not a miracle of miracles? There you have it, folks. We hope you enjoyed today's poem by great teacher Umyang. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on Umyang Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Umyang's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Umyang Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyang, please visit umyang.org.